The Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. We're bringing you the electrical industry experts you need to hear to discuss the topics you need to know about.
Eddie, thanks for joining us on the Electrician's Podcast. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Before we get into sort of the meat and bones of today's show, do you want to do that ASL thing that I remember typing in as a kid? Age, sex, location on Messenger when I was a young one. Do you want to give the audience a quick introduction to who you are and what you do, mate?
Age, sex, and location. So Eddie Embleton, I'm the managing director for Voltimum. Our office is in London, so I'm based in London. I am male, if that's if that's of interest to anybody. And I've been at Voltimum for 7 years. I joined Voltimum from outside of the electrical industry. So I was new to the electrical industry when I joined Voltimum, and I still consider myself a newbie to the industry. But I love it. Really, I've had a very enjoyable 7 years.
Nice. And just give me a quick walk down memory lane. What did you do before Voltimum?
Wow. Okay. Well, when I left school, I went to work for the family business. So my dad owned a glazing company, window fitting, repairs. And that's my elder brothers both did that. And that's what I was groomed to be. So I left school and went to work for the family business. And I was about 6 years in. Probably about 3 years in, I realized I'd made a bit of a mistake and I didn't really enjoy what I was doing. And it took another 3 years for me to get the courage to try something different. And I moved into advertising sales, went to work for a local newspaper, and from there went to work for national newspapers in London. And from there started working in digital publishing when the internet was invented a long time ago. I'm old. And so that from working in digital publishing was where Voltimum came in, because ultimately that's what Voltimum is, a digital publisher.
Like that. And I find it interesting that you kind of like started out in industry, went away for a few years, and the industry, as far as I know, always pulls you back in. Just share with me, what was it about Voltimum at that time that you said the word courage there, which I think is quite cool, to leave the family business, huge amount of courage. Any transition in a career, I think, is quite a meaningful moment. What was it that made you go, Voltimum's a place I want to spend my time? What was it about the company at that point that made you excited about it?
It's a great question, because to begin with, after the first interview with Voltimum, I couldn't really work out exactly what the audience was, exactly what it was supposed to do. And I've carried that forward, actually, because whenever I meet a new client or meet somebody that doesn't know who Voltimum is, I'm careful to explain it as clearly and concisely as I can, because it can be quite a difficult thing to get your head around. What I found interesting about it is I've worked for a long time in the business to consumer industry, national papers, local newspapers, digital publishing aimed at the masses, and with no clear focus on a very specific audience type. And what I found interesting about this is, as you say, it kind of took me back to my roots of the trade. Of course, it's never left me. I'm surrounded by people that work in the trade. And I like the idea of working for a business that had a clear focus and a clear direction on what it wanted to achieve. And it is an exciting company to work for. It's an exciting industry to work in the sense that, you know, there is constant change. And I find that's what I find exciting about it.
Love it. And I think now the audience are probably thinking, let's see how crystal clear and concise his pitch. you've teed yourself up for this. So for someone that's listening now, or if you walked into a room with a potential partner or client or spark, what is Voltimum? Give me the pitch.
I have set myself up, because it is a very difficult thing to explain, because we offer a lot of services. And so it depends who I'm talking to, depends on how I describe Voltimum.
So let me jump in there to make your life a little bit easier. Is my job on all these podcasts is to be asking the question that the spark wants to hear the answer to. So you go into a room and there's 5 or 10 sparks in the room. Let's say we're at a Schneider event and you walk in and they go, "Oh, Eddie's here. Eddie, tell us what Voltimum is." And you're a room full of sparks. What would you say?
Voltimum is a website aimed at making electricians' lives easier. That's the pitch. Now, making their lives easier through content, whether that be product information that they might need to know, whether it might be training. We do so much training on the website. It might be a technical Q&A areas that they could get access to. They can ask experts questions on my website, and they can find out important product information and for jobs that they're working on. There's a whole host, thousands and thousands of different articles and pieces of content on the Voltimum website that is aimed to make the life easier for an electrician, including the fact that we have a library of PDF catalogs. So we work with in excess of 40, 50 manufacturer partners, and we host every one of their PDF catalogs on our website. So the electrician can come to one place and find the information that he might be looking for, rather than having to go to numerous manufacturer websites or numerous distributor websites trying to find some information.
Makes complete sense. And there's for those of you, the listeners that know the business that I run, we've kind of got a lot of similarity in terms of our mission, which is we actually started off with how to make trades professionals more professional and profitable and have their life be easier and more fun. And the fun part is where we get into our content. And that's why when I got this introduction to you, Eddie, I thought this is going to be really fun, because I think we've sort of got the same vision in mind, which is how do we help the trade? And when we're talking about the spark from a Voltimum perspective, are we talking about domestic? Are we talking about commercial? Are we talking about all?
It's a great question. It's all. Voltimum, one of the challenges actually for Voltimum, and it is a challenge, is we've got a really broad audience. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, it's residential electricians, installers, to commercial, but also anybody else that comes into contact with low voltage electricity. So all sorts of specifiers, for example, might be architects, designers, facility managers, engineers, manufacturers, wholesalers, distributors, educators, local government. The audience is really broad. Of course, the bulk of the audience is the electrician, and we're most of our content, majority of our content is aimed at that audience.
Makes sense. So as you do ahead of jumping on a podcast to interview someone, you have a punch about and you have a look across the website. And like you say, there's a huge amount of assets and like a great resource for the sparks listening to this. And across your website, as well as some of the Facebook ads I've actually seen you running, because I think I've been to your website and I'm now being hit with your Facebook ads, which is great. I keep seeing Voltimum Plus. I've got to ask, I've asked, put you on the spot to give you the pitch for Voltimum. What is Voltimum Plus?
Great question. So Voltimum Plus is an evolution of what I've just been describing. So all the way along, we want to add value to the electricians and to their daily work life. But Voltimum Plus is something new that we created just a couple of months ago. And what it does is it adds value to electricians in a different way, because it will reward them for certain purchases. So it's a loyalty platform in essence, but it's a loyalty platform with a difference, because not only are you rewarded for certain purchases, and that is from obviously participating manufacturers, so the different products that are available to buy, if you buy those products from certain distributors, you'll be rewarded for it. And it's like a cash reward in essence. It's points that you get, but there's a huge shop that you can buy all sorts of things. You can buy stuff for yourself. You can buy stuff for your family, for your friends, anything from power tools to bottles of wine, you know, all sorts of things that you could purchase. But you're being rewarded directly for making a purchase. But not only that, you'll be rewarded for doing training. So, you know, we want to encourage people to train and we want to reward them for it. Do this training, you'll earn points. Complete this survey. We want to find out some information about your industry or about your thoughts and work habits. Complete this survey, you'll be rewarded for it. It might be that we want to test a new product. We'll send a product out to you. Give us your feedback, tell us what you think, and you'll be rewarded for it. And it's essentially building this club element to Boltamon that our users can join. And it's a separate platform that users have to sign up to. There's certain bits of information that we need from them to be able to give them these points. But it's the same. It's adding value to the electricians and helping them in their daily life.
So if I'm an electrician listening to this now and I'm like, okay, this sounds interesting. Do I need to go and change where I'm buying from, or is it potentially I buy at the same place and get rewarded? How does an electrician know what places they can get rewards from?
That's a really good question. The answer is, at the moment, there's a limited number of places that you can buy from and be rewarded. However, nationwide, you can shop. So we're working with CEF, who are a national distributor, over 350 branches across the country. We're working with them. So if you make a purchase from them of certain products, you'll be rewarded. We're also working at the moment with Q Electrical. It's an independent in the south of England. And there are more in the pipeline. So I'm currently talking to another three distributors. I can't name them, sadly, because until they actually officially sign up, it would be wrong to name them. But we're going to continue to add more and more distributors to the platform because we want to make it as easy as possible for electricians to be rewarded. Now, on top of that, it also matters what products you're buying. So at the moment, the only products that are available to be rewarded on Boltamon Plus are Schneider Electric products, of which there are obviously thousands. There are thousands of products that are listed that you can earn points on. And also we're working with Philips Lighting. So Philips Lighting products that you can be rewarded on. But again, we're talking to a number of other manufacturers at the moment to join the platform. We want it. It's what makes this particular loyalty program so unique is that it will be multi-distributor. So it'll be multi-distributor as well as multi-brand. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that makes it unique, that it's the first of its kind in our industry. And actually, you don't get many of them, full stop. It's a bit like, it's a little bit like the Nectar card, I guess, where it's multi-store and multi-product.
Yeah, I think just sharing some experience that I've had is when you're trying to get these off the ground, for people listening to this, it's one of those ones where the more electricians that join, the more power it puts in the hands of Voltam to go and secure better deals with the distributor partners or the brands. So I guess it's a nice little segue for me to say, if someone's listened to this and already buys at CEF and is buying Schneider products or Philips, they're missing out. They should be getting points. And even if you're not buying Schneider, you think, well, I want to join for when these other brands and distributors jump on board. How does someone join, and is there a cost to join?
Yeah, there's absolutely no cost. Voltamon is totally free to the user, to the electrician, and it's totally free to join. If they're not already signed up to the Voltamon platform, when they join Voltamon Plus, they have to sign on to the Voltamon platform. So it's like almost a double login in essence, because of the other things that you're rewarded on. You're not just rewarded on your purchases. If you do some training on the Voltamon platform, you're going to get points for that. Mm-hmm. And if you read a certain, it might be certain technical articles that we have on Voltamon, you'll be rewarded for that. So you'll actually be rewarded for some of your information gathering habits as well as your purchase habits. So that's important that they sign up to Voltamon. And once they sign up to Voltamon Plus, all the information's on there. You can see which distributors are available to purchase from, and you can see which products you can purchase, which you'll get rewarded on. And of course, you get access. The great thing, the other unique thing about this is, unlike manufacturer-driven loyalty programs, where they require you to upload your invoices. Mm-hmm. So every time you shop, you've got to get the invoice, take a picture of the invoice or scan the invoice, upload it to the platform. And, you know, that can be, that, you know, it can be a bit of an effort. And a lot of, we know through our research and talking to the audience that they don't really want to do that. So we've cut that element out. There's no need to upload any invoices. When you sign up to Boltman Plus, you tick certain permission boxes that allow us to get your data shared with us from the participating distributors. So you don't need to upload any invoices. If you make a purchase from the distributors taking part of the products that are participating, it's automatic. You'll just get points added to your platform. And the next time you visit the platform, or when you receive an email from us, it will tell you how many points you've collected, and then you can go and spend those points in the shop.
As someone that's got a bit of a techie background on my side, I can only imagine what you've had to build to take the pain away from the electrician, having to filter through the invoices, find qualifying products and upload those. So I go and buy a Schneider Electric EZ9 board from CEF. How long does it take for my points to hit my account?
It takes 1 month, 30 days. 30 days, that's all. Yes, Adam, we started this journey in December 2019. November 2019. So we started the journey in November 2019, and we went live at the end of February 2021.
Yes, a lot of tech to make stuff look easy on the front end.
Yeah, it's a complex thing happening in the background. But for the electrician, for the user, I mean, it's honestly, once you've signed up, and I encourage it, the thing is, there's nothing to lose. I encourage everybody to sign up, because you can't lose anything. If you sign up, just shop as you normally shop, and you'll just get rewarded. And as we add more and more products to it, you don't even have to think. Now, we'll remind you. We'll send you maybe offers, because, you know, that's one of the great things about this, is it becomes a club. So there'll be benefits to being part of this club. You'll get access to unique offers. You'll get access to competitions and freebies, new product launches. You'll get your hands on them first, that kind of thing. Now, there are all sorts of benefits to being part of this club that we'll tell you about, but you can just sign up to it and not think, and just shop and generate points.
So someone right now is saying, okay, Eddie, you've sold me. What's the web address we're sending these people to go and sign up today?
The web address is plus, P-L-U-S, it's the word plus, plus.voltimum, voltimum.co.uk.
So we've got plus.voltimum.co.uk. So guys, wherever you are today, right now, listen to this podcast. If you're driving, do the sensible thing and pull over. Don't try and do it while you're on the move. Pull over, get in the hard shoulder, put your hazards on. I'm joking. I'm not actually suggesting that. But head over to plus.voltimum.co.uk and sign up. It's completely free of charge. And as someone that knows about community, this is one of those things that when you join, you sort of add more power to the community, and that allows Voltimum to then go and get bigger and better deals. So the community fuels the benefits. So I go and say, go and sign up to plus.voltimum.co.uk and join for free. Eddie, is there anything else on Voltimum or Voltimum Plus that we haven't covered off that the listeners of this should know about?
I think we're okay. I love the idea. I've got that image in my head now of one of your listeners pulling over the hard shoulder just to sign up to Voltimum Plus. If that happens, if anyone out there has done that, if you could just send me a message to let me know, that would be fantastic. I'd love to think that someone would do that. I think we've covered the main aspects of Voltimum Plus. Like I said, it's early days, and as you point out, the more people we can get on there, and we want their feedback. You know, what distributors do they want to see participating? What products do they want to see on the platform? It's built for them, and the more they use it and get out of it, the better the platform will become.
Love it. Eddie, thanks so much for your time today. And guys, one last reminder, head over to plus voltimum.co.uk. And if you are new to the podcast, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you're notified of every new show. Stay safe, guys. Speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you are enjoying this show, please leave a review. Hit subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes.